Hey there, thank you so much for listening to our Big Time Talker podcast. We're on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I'm Burke Allen, live in Washington, D.C., and the podcast is a service of our pals at SpeakerMatch.com, the world's largest online virtual speakers bureau. There are all kinds of speakers in the world, and sometimes speakers speak on podiums, and sometimes they speak at churches, and other times speakers speak in courtrooms. Attorneys speak, but when they're not speaking, they're listening, and the things they hear might just surprise you. L. Scott Briscoe is our guest, and he's heard some unbelievable things in his courtroom in southern West Virginia. He's compiled a list of them and posted them on Facebook as L. Scott Briscoe's Free Legal Tips, and Scott Briscoe joins us on the podcast. Thank you for being here, sir.
Burke, thanks for having me.
You are a lawyer, and there are lots of lawyer jokes that are out there. However, these are not lawyer jokes. These are amazingly interesting and funny things that you have witnessed firsthand in your courtroom from plaintiffs and defendants. Is that correct?
That's correct. Over the course of almost 25 years in the courtroom, I have seen a lot, yes.
At what point did you go, wow, this is just a big hot mess and I am bearing witness to it? I've got to start writing these down. I mean, was there one of these that you went, I can't believe this, and it started your entire Free Legal Tips website journey?
There was one case that started this epic journey, it was back in 2014, early 2014, and Facebook was coming up regularly in all of my cases because people were posting things they should not necessarily be making public information.
Right.
For example, I do a lot of juvenile defense. I work with children. And I got appointed to a teenage girl, and she and two of her girlfriends went on Facebook and posted, hey, check us out. We're committing felonies, we're doing arson, we're committing destruction of property, we're trespassing. And they're posting pictures of a trailer that was abandoned that they had decided to have a party in and do a little destruction in. And so all the prosecutor had to do basically was just click print. And there they have their exhibits, you know, A, B, and C, confessions basically, with photos, photographic evidence of everything they needed to convict my client of everything that she bragged about on Facebook. So that's when I went to Facebook and said, hey, do not post your criminal activities 1, 2, and 3 on Facebook, because that's going to be the state's exhibits A, B, and C. And that was the very first tip that I made, and it took off from there.
It seems obvious, doesn't it, that if you're going to engage in nefarious activities, not posting them on Facebook or, back in the day, MySpace, you know, that seems obvious, but clearly it's not. People do this all the time, right?
Daily, Burke, daily. And I have repeated that number one tip. Stop posting your crimes on Facebook. Or if you're supposed to be on home confinement, don't post a selfie with you in the tanning bed, especially if you don't own a bed in your house.
And this thing has taken off. There are over 100 of these free legal tips, and if you want them, they're absolutely free. It's at facebook.com, Fun Legal Tips, and you can just search for it there. They started off with just things that you saw in your courtroom in your tiny hometown. So this is not, you know, a Manhattan courtroom. It's not like Night Court, the old 80s TV show, where people are coming in and out and crazy things are happening in a big city. This is a tiny town. So how much stupidness do you think there must be across the United States in courtrooms every day?
Oh, it's rampant. If every lawyer, I'm sure every lawyer could make their own list, or doctor, or whatever profession you're in, because these people are, yeah, there's a reason that we have the system to address people like these.
You know, I have a friend who's an attorney, and he told me a long time ago, he said, you know, had I not chosen this for a profession, I would likely have never have been in the same room or building with most of the people I spend most of my time with now. And it sounds like there's a lot of that going on with you, too.
Yes, you do see the same cast of characters. And it's funny you mentioned Night Court, because my experience as an attorney has been more akin to the sitcom Night Court from the 80s, more than, say, L.A. Law or Ally McBeal or Law and Order, just because I try to see the humor in everything that I do. I work with abuse and neglect cases and some pretty heavy, somber topics. So having a sense of humor it helps keep me in the game for sure.
Now it's gotten to the point where these things are, as you said, so rampant that other attorneys are beginning to funnel the nutty things they see to you as well.
Oh, that's right. It's once the page went viral, and when I say it went viral, I hit the UK Daily Mail, the Huffington Post, George Takei's website, Brad Takei's website, the Board Panda, Post Eyes, and I started to get emails literally from around the world asking for legit legal advice. For example, a fella in Johannesburg, South Africa, reached out to me. He needed help with landlord-tenant law. Unfortunately, being a West Virginia lawyer, I couldn't help him, but that's just one indication of how far this Facebook page went. And once it went viral, all of my other buddies, all my other attorneys started to reach out to me and give me some of their stories that actually occurred. And not just attorneys, the judges, probation officers, law enforcement officers, the judges' secretaries, everyone calls me now anytime that they see something that might be a tip, in the hopes that they might get their story onto my list.
Perhaps you should get licensed there in Johannesburg, South Africa. I mean, you are worldwide now. It also,
I don't know
featured...
if reciprocity kicks in. I'm not willing to take another bar exam.
It's just a little too much heavy lifting for you. Also featured in Reader's Digest, L. Scott Briscoe is our guest today, and you can find him on Facebook.com, Fun Legal Tips. Here's one that I'm in disbelief of, but you swear to me that these are all true. Free legal tip of the day, number 92. Ladies, when shoplifting an automobile headlight. And I could just stop right there. But no, you go on, there's more. When shoplifting an automobile headlight, ladies, shoving it up your hoo-ha can lead to an up-close and personal encounter with a law and a paramedic.
It sure can, Burke. It absolutely can. In this case, this was here in town. We used to have a little department store. It's closed down now, but the lady went in, and security noticed that she was checking and scoping things out and that she was going to shoplift something. And of all things, the entire store to shoplift, she grabs a box that contains, I think it was a halogen automobile lamp light for like a headlight.
Oh, boy.
She took it into the bathroom, removes it from the box, and basically inserts slot A into tab B.
Good Lord.
And waddles out of the store. And so security called 911, and a state trooper actually came out. And this is how I got the story, because I graduated from high school with that state trooper. So this is another example of people calling me up saying, get a load of this one, Scott. So he gets there, and she won't admit to having said item in said area, and he didn't want to do the search.
Imagine that he was not interested in that.
Not comfortable. So he actually called and had the ambulance authority come out with an EMT to remove said item from the defendant.
Good Lord. And apparently, according to your free legal tips of the day at Facebook here, and you can find them at L. Scott Briscoe's Free Legal Tips, smuggling things into orifices on your body is a pretty regular thing. There's another one here, legal tip of the day, number 87. If you're attempting to smuggle drugs into the jail via your poop chute, you may want to select a wrapping material that will neither leak nor burst. So this has happened, right? You've had
this, yes,
probably on a regular basis. This one,
it's happened more than once. Especially when what happens is the inmates will convince a family member or a friend or girlfriend or whoever to come visit them, at the jail, or if they know they're going to check into the jail themselves. Like if the judge says you have to report to the jail next Monday, Well, they're going to come packing. They're going to roll up in the shape of a tube, in a cellophane tube, tobacco, weed, pills. Basically, that's the currency in the jails. Uh-huh. So they wrap it up really tight, shove it where the sun does not shine. But what happens every now and then is that some of these fellows don't pack it quite so tightly, and things tend to leak sometimes. And that's when you have an inmate in the jail that all of a sudden just checked in and he's overdosing.
About to check out, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
exactly, within minutes.
Now there's some of these. So I guess that one I can somewhat believe would happen. Some of these, though, they strain your credibility, Briscoe. For example, this free legal tip, tattooing F the police over your eyebrow will not endear you to your arresting officer. You actually had someone that was able to not only be arrested, but when you look closely at their eyebrow, there was a tattoo of F the police there.
Yes, yes, yes. And I actually have a photo of that fella on the page. But the one that I dealt with in the courtroom was so funny that day, because where I was seated, this fella had F snitches basically tattooed over his face. But where I sat in the courtroom, I could only see one eyebrow. So I saw just the F part, and the prosecutor could only see the snitches part. So we had to wait until the hearing was over when he turned around to see the whole F snitches tattooed across his entire forehead. So, yeah, it happens on more than one occasion. You'll see something like that.
Because if the tattoo artist slips just a little bit, that's a sensitive spot to tattoo.
Yes.
Okay. Now, this one actually has, in some of these on your Facebook page, you have visual bonus photos. And this one has a bonus photo. This is free legal tip of the day, number 85. When your lawyer finally convinces the judge to release you to your family on home confinement, try to avoid immediately walking out of the hearing and attempting to beat your confinement bracelet off in the middle of the courthouse lawn.
Yeah.
Now I see a picture of a broken confinement ankle bracelet here right under that free legal tip of the day. This actually happened on the courthouse lawn as the person left the courthouse.
You were actually looking at the home confinement bracelet that my client broke off banging it against the columns of the Boone County Courthouse. Yes, he was a teenager, and I fought hard to get him out of detention and home on home confinement. That was the condition, was that he had to be on home confinement for a while.
Right.
I thought that he took it well. I thought, oh, he's pleased because he's getting to get out today and goes home. But I wasn't aware of that inner rage that was going on, that he had to wear that bracelet. So he literally walked out of the courtroom, down the courthouse steps, outside, and started to beat his ankle against, one of the columns there in the courthouse until the bracelet came off. And then within 5 minutes, boom, we're back in the courtroom. And within 10 minutes, he's back in the holding cell. And then 15 minutes later, right back to the detention center.
So you wasted just a little bit of time and effort and energy on this young man, huh?
Well, I was on the clock, so it was productive.
See, there's revenue being had for you either way.
Job security. I have so much job security.
Do you ever break these things down, your free legal tips, into categories? Because here's another one in the illegal substance department that I like. When accidentally dropping your weed in public, go with an opaque container, not a container that showcases both your lack of planning and your stash. And it looks like this person had weed in a glass mason jar.
Yes. Basically, he was in a restaurant at an outdoor patio, and he had weed on him. But rather than have it in some package that you couldn't see through or, you know, wrapped up, he decided to just carry it in a clear mason jar. And he stood up at the table in the restaurant, and the mason jar popped out of his jacket and down onto the patio, and it bounced and rolled across the entire patio floor where everyone in the restaurant could see it.
Wow.
But in something that people can't see through.
And would you say that as you do, if you do classify these into different subsets, is the drug nonsense a bigger bucket then say the sex nonsense, then say the stupidity? I mean, how do you classify these things?
Well, the drug thing for sure. We've definitely been at the epicenter of the drug abuse and opioid disaster here. So that has affected all of my cases. It increases the domestic violence. It increases the theft. And so, yeah, the drug thing is a category unto itself. It can spill into other areas like the fashion faux pas in the courtroom. That's another huge one. And people that like to use drugs love to wear drugs too. Pot leaf earrings or I love meth t-shirts in the courtroom.
Yeah, I see a t-shirt here that you've posted, and the t-shirt reads in big block letters, "Smoke meth, beat whores, and hail Satan." And apparently somebody who was charged with possession of meth actually wore this shirt to yes. their hearing.
Again, they make it so easy for the prosecutor when they telegraph what the charges can be. And again, I had another fella here in Boone County. He was charged with stealing a car, grand larceny. He showed up in court wearing a t-shirt that said, "Drive it like you stole it."
Yeah. Yeah, I can see where, as you said, these things dovetail one into another, because clearly, yeah. you know, no sober individual would wear that shirt or many of these others.
You would think.
Here's one that I like in sort of a twisted way. This is legal tip number 78. When choosing a fake penis to fake a drug screen. And again, this is one where I could just stop right there. And not go on, because the rest of us in the real world are not even aware that there are fake penises to fake drug screens.
The things that I learn as an attorney.
Apparently, yeah. This is called the Wizinator. The mm-hmm. Wizinator. So when you're choosing one, you might want to select one that actually resembles your own penis and not one that appears to be a large dildo poking out of your trousers. So
exactly.
This really happened.
There are a lot of devices. If you do the research... And people have tried to cheat the drug screens in every way imaginable. And this is one of them, where you can go out and you can buy a fake penis and pack it with someone else's clean urine. But this defendant chose the Wizinator that looks like basically he was a cyborg and had some kind of mechanical
implant. It's the Battlestar Galactica.
Like something that might tip off the probation officer that this might not actually be his penis. So, yeah, he got caught as soon as he whipped out the plastic-looking, dildo-looking apparatus.
I wonder if sometimes if there's ever the hint of guilt at laughing at any of these things, because there's just some really abhorrent, stupid behavior here. Do you ever feel guilty when you go, "No, that's just, I can't laugh at that because this person is just, they're over the top"?
But no, I'm going to laugh every time. I have to. Like I said before, it's my sense of humor that helps me stay in this profession and deal with the characters and the issues that I need to deal with. So, yeah, I'm kind of, to quote a Bare Naked Ladies song, or song, I'm the kind of guy that laughs at a funeral.
Got it. And look, these are, they're hilarious in just sort of a someone smack me up the head with a skillet kind of way. Number 73 in L. Scott Briscoe's free legal tips. If you're on the lam from the police, do not stop in a public place and volunteer for on the lam selfies with strangers, which then can be tagged and located.
Busted. Yeah, but this wasn't one of my cases. Again, like I said, every now and then a buddy of mine, another attorney or a cop or a judge, someone sends me a story, and this was a friend's, and this kid had robbed somebody, and he stopped at a restaurant and took some selfies and posted them on Facebook, and the friend started to tag it, and then within minutes, he was picked up and arrested.
Yeah. When selecting a potential buyer for the goods you stole from your boss, do not select your boss.
Yeah. That was one I grabbed off of the news. That was the 6 o'clock news that night. The fellow had stole a whole bunch of tools from his workplace. And he actually reached out to his boss and tried to sell them back to his boss.
You know, one of the things that's amazing, by the way, about this Facebook page, and we're talking to L. Scott Briscoe, an attorney in Southern West Virginia, who has a whole list of fun and free legal tips, is that as crazy as these stories are, the comments that you get back in many cases are as humorous as the actual events themselves.
I've got almost 50,000 followers, and they are way funnier and more intelligent than I am. Their comments are brilliant.
So these have been featured in Reader's Digest. I know there's a book coming soon. This is not a revenue generator for you. This is a fun thing, right, Scott?
It's just been a hobby for me for the last 7 years. It's something fun, and I like to make people laugh. I like to bring a little levity into people's lives every day. There's so much misery going on in the world right now, you know, 2020. So just to be one spot where you can go where it's not political, it's not where your friends and family are all killing each other over these issues. It's just a fun page to share. And plus, hopefully someone might actually learn something and not get in trouble. Who knows?
This is great stuff. Check it out. L. Scott Briscoe's free legal tips on Facebook for you to check out and get a chuckle from. Hey, Scott, thanks for spending time with us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bert. I'll come back anytime.
I love it. That's our buddy Scott Briscoe, attorney at Flaw. Check out L. Scott Briscoe's free legal tips on his Facebook page. And we're live in Washington, D.C. as we wrap up our podcast. A special thank you to our pals at SpeakerMatch.com for sponsoring the Big Time Talker. Wherever you go, whatever you do, make it a great day. Thanks for listening. Bye, everybody.